Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. to launch investigation into Afghan hospital attack. Washington says it will launch an investigation to determine if their airstrikes targeted a hospital run by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders that left at least 22 people dead in northern Afghanistan. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke with reporters yesterday.
This is a tragic loss of life. Your hearts can only go out to innocent people who were caught up in this kind of violence. And then a determination that, as far as the United States is concerned and as far as our forces are concerned, that we be full and transparent about our investigation, and also that we hold accountable, if there is someone to be accountable, anybody responsible for doing something they shouldn't have done.
Authorities in Afghanistan say at least 60 people were killed and 466 wounded. Turkey said Monday a Russian jet had violated its airspace near the border with Syria, leading to two Turkish F-16s escorting the Russian plane out of the area. A foreign ministry statement said the incident happened on Saturday and that NATO member Turkey warned Russia it would be responsible for any undesired incident if another airspace violation takes place. This is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Russia's actions are not contributing to the security and the stability of the region. I call on Russia to fully respect NATO airspace and to avoid escalating tensions with the alliance. I urge Russia to take the necessary steps to align its efforts with those of the international community in the fight against ISIL.
Russia's Interfax news agency quoted the Russian embassy in Turkey saying the incident did happen and that explanations